As for the sugar, you need just a pinch. That means a very, very small amount. Too much sugar will make your crepe taste awful.
3.
Once you've measured all your ingredients, pour them together in a big bowl. You see how I did that? Pour it nice and slow. Then stir it all together with a fork. Yeah, that's it. Mix it up. Stir it until you get a nice smooth liquid. That liquid is called the batter.
4.
Okay, so you've mixed the ingredients together. Now you're ready for the frying pan. Put the pan on the stove, heat it up, and put some butter on it. You don't need a lot of butter. Just put a little bit in the pan so the crepe won't stick to it. All right, now we're ready. All you do is pour the batter on the pan. When the bottom gets a little brown, flip it over. Yeah, just like that. Then you just put some strawberry jelly on there, and you're ready to eat.
3. Let's listen. Task 1. The host of a cooking show is explaining how to make crepes. Listen and check the correct picture. 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Cooking Today. I'm your host, Jack Murphy, and today we're going to make some crepes that will knock your socks off. Seriously, guys, you're going to love these crepes. All right, first thing, you've got to get your ingredients together. You need some flour, some milk, and an egg. Just put them on your kitchen table like I'm doing here. Oh, yeah, and you'll need some sugar, too, because that's what makes the crepes sweet.
2.
Now you're ready to measure your ingredients. You want 1 cup of flour and 1 cup of milk. And, of course, you want the whole egg. You can't cut an egg anyway. Ha! That's a little kitchen joke for you guys.